Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
How was Adam Gase's opening press conference? Wasn't that riveting? Watching a guy honestly appear to come unglued at a press conference. There's nothing that can be said about that press conference than what the blank was going on. Our own Anthony Piano is a big Jets fan. And I was thinking of him because I seriously don't understand what the Jets are doing, Anthony.
That was a very uncomfortable press conference. I was watching it live, but not only Gase, but the owner, Christopher Johnson.
It looked like a hostage video.
Awkward press conference.
The body language sucked. And it didn't seem joyous. You're hiring a new coach. It's the easiest press conference a coach will ever do. And it was the absolute most uncomfortable I've ever seen Adam Gase.
And he lost. He lost the press conference 0-1.
I wouldn't worry about that. But what I would worry about is the fact that now everybody's just waiting for him to fail. What's the fallout been like in New York this week from that press conference? Not that the Jets aren't always getting a little bit of the cheap shot punchline in the New York media, and I know it happens a lot. But what's the reaction been from the populace to that?
Everyone wanted to talk about his eyes.
What do you think was going on? I mean, honestly, what do you think was going on there?
It was very strange.
It was bizarre.
It was very weird.
I
will say this. He did a much better job in the one-on-one interviews.
Okay, now the one-on-one interviews, was he doing these on television or was he doing these on radio? Okay, so he's doing these on television. So the eyes weren't darting everywhere. My wife was looking up eye conditions. Honestly, because I showed her and she goes, I think you guys are making fun of a guy with eye conditions. And I said, he's never had an eye condition.
I wound up going back to like look at Dolphin press conferences.
He didn't do
because
that.
I feel like we would have like noticed this in the past if he had done it. And watching some of his Dolphin press conferences, I didn't see it. So
okay, did he have a? Do you believe he could have had a moment where he was so nervous that he was just sort of freaking out?
Yeah, I mean, I was reluctant to, you know, bash on him just because, like, you know,
because
I don't
know
what was happening. If the guy was having a stroke or something. I mean, I don't know.
Now, are you less confident? Are you less confident now in the hire? Because I told you before, I do not like the hire.
You do not like the hire.
I do not like the hire. No, I do not.
But you wanted, Rhule.
I wanted Matt Rhule. Yep.
Yeah, no.
And one day Matt Rhule will be an NFL coach and you're going to say, damn, you saw something in Matt Rhule that I didn't see.
Well, we'll see. Because Rhule's a defensive guy.
Okay. He's never been a coordinator in the NFL. Because I'm just thinking of these guys like John Harbaugh in Baltimore. Never a coordinator. Never called plays. Andy Reid. Never a coordinator. Never called plays. Doug Peterson. Never called plays. Matt Nagy in Chicago, never called plays. I think we have rules. I think we have these things in our mind that we say, well, you want to get a guy with head coaching experience. You want to get a guy who's done this before or that. I think we have strange ideas about what we have to have in our coach and what we have to have in our hire. And I think that we make mistakes by those presuppositions about what we think has to happen with our head coaching hires.
I will say the one thing, and it sounds like Rhule, and this could have been an issue with McCarthy as well, about the coaches, his coaches, the Jets are ridiculous on that.
Why are they demanding that he has to keep certain coaches on staff?
I mean, if you have the faith to hire the guy to run your organization in the first place, so why wouldn't you have faith in him to then choose his coaches then? That doesn't make any sense.
I don't understand. And how did that go down? What were people's reaction to that? Was that poorly received?
That wasn't any kind of major talk.
Oh, because that wasn't. No, but losing out on a guy like if McCarthy was going to be the guy, if McCarthy was going to be the choice, did people say that sucks that they didn't let him pick his own coaches? They didn't let. I mean, has that been a bad reaction to the Jets? The Jets do a lot of things wrong. Do a lot of things wrong as an organization. I just don't get it. I don't get why an organization wouldn't. Once again.
And then I was kind of maybe hoping that Gaze would kind of, take this whole eye thing and kind of roll with it and kind of laugh at himself.
Oh, his eyes did roll with it. Yeah, they
see
did.
What I did there?
That's a bad choice of words.
That was on purpose I did that.
That's a bad choice of words.
But he did not want any part of that.
He didn't find any humor in it.
No, because I heard some interviews afterwards.
I would have come out in the very first interview and said, look, I don't want anybody rolling the eyes at my hire. You know, I would have made some joke about it and then moved on. Adam Gase, lighten up. Lighten up, Francis. You got to do it.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.